I'm Honeybee Reviews here at Kilby Block Party, and I'm here today with
Future Islands.
That's right. So in 2014, Pitchfork named Seasons the song of the year, and that single has withstood the test of time, in my opinion. And I would love to hear, now a decade removed from the release of Seasons, how do you guys feel towards that song?
I mean, that, yeah, Seasons is still a song that we really love. We love to play it. We love to see that it's still reaching people. In the television performance, at the live shows, just knowing that, I mean, I you know, there's some bands that are like, we don't want to play the hit. It feels weird, but we're very happy that there's a song that has reached so many people and really given the band more, just more reach to continue to reach people. I mean, yeah, feel really great about that.
You're sharing a stage tonight with New Order, which I know is a band that has been super influential in shaping your guys' sound. I'd love to know, one, how does that feel? And two, if you have a favorite New Order song that you could share with the audience.
Super big fans of New Order. We love New Order. Favorite song? I love the record. Personally, Low Life is a favorite record. But I'm going to say Bizarre Love Triangle is my favorite song. I was going to go with a hit. Yeah.
Today is really exciting because we not only have, we're sharing a stage with New Order, but also Devo is playing on the other stage. So I'm very, those are two groups I never gotten to see. And Devo is one of my all time favorites as well. So you don't always get to catch things at festivals. And even our tour manager was like, so we're going to, you want to go to the hotel after you play? And it's like, New Order is playing. I'm not missing New Order again. This is happening. So,
Sam, this question's for you. You grew up steeped in hip hop, right? Would you still consider yourself a hip-hop head? And if so, do you have any artists that you're really loving right now in hip-hop?
Yeah, I'm definitely still a hip-hop head, but I would say I'm not as, you know, as the term hip-hop head goes, it usually places you in an era, for sure, which means you're old and you like old hip-hop. But yeah, I feel like there's a renaissance in the last 5-10 years of new artists. But, of course, you know, big ones for me is definitely like the Arm & Hammer, Billy Woods and Elucid, the stuff they do solo, the stuff they do together, you know, and their friends, but also like Rap Ferreira, our buddy Open Mike Eagle, who just did shows with us. There's so many more. You know, Kenny Siegel is a friend and an amazing producer. Pretty much anything he touches. I know Mike's also ahead. So, yeah.
Give me who are you listening to, Mike?
All the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys catch the new Billy Woods record that released last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago?
You just listened to it.
I took a walk with it in Anaheim the other day. It sounds really good. It sounds really good. A lot of he's just such. He's probably been my favorite writer for like a decade in the art form, and he just really digs in and makes. He had a line that caught me. I was crossing the road. I'm in Anaheim, like in a Disney wasteland, and he said, "You can still tie a tie with 9 fingers," and it just that imagery of why did this person lose a finger? What is the story? I don't know. Just like. Those kinds of lines are just important to me as a listener to just paint, and as a writer. So he's somebody who really inspires me a lot.
You guys have been making music for a while now at a very high level. Is there anywhere sonically that you still would like to go or experiment with at all?
I'd be interested in pushing the more into the dance realm, more, just more of that. I know we've already dabbled in that, but I feel like it's more, we've been more in the direction of rock, and maybe take it more electronic and dance and see, you know, more like YMO.
Yeah, I'm always interested to push forward. You never really know what's going to come out. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to like push inspiration or push yourself somewhere, but it's also important to take chances. And also, I just love strings, so symphony for me. We're going to make a da 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 da. Who is
like
that?
A doo-wop record that's dance with like live strings.
I speak for all fans, I think, where I say we're ready for that.
Okay.
So my page, it's all about sharing music. Besides the hip-hop artists we've spoken on, do you have any artists right now that you think more people should be listening to or that you're really high on?
Trader's Music Beat. There's some old friends of ours. Amazing band, amazing records. My personal favorite is either their first Jazz Mind or Riddles. Those are good places to start. Maybe Riddles is the best place to start.
I second that.
I'll third that. I'm terrible at remembering bands, so I'm bad. All the things I said earlier.
We're friends with a Maltese artist who goes by the name June that we've toured with a lot. J-O-O-N.
Okay.
She's really awesome. And we have some friends from the Pacific Northwest, O-Rose, who are really, really great. Totally worth checking out. They just put a record out. Was it earlier this year or end of last year? Called Dorothy. That's awesome. And June, I can't remember what her last record's called, but she's on Italians Do It Better, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Dancy, really awesome. Really worth checking out. So.
Well, thank you very much. Is there any last comment you'd like the people to know?
We're working on new music. We went in the studio for LP8 in late January, early February. So excited to just see what happens next. There's some really amazing instrumentals the guys have cooked up so far. Yeah, I'm excited about playing the shows, and then I'm excited about getting off the road and getting back to writing again and sinking in. But yeah, thank you for support. We really appreciate it.